San Francisco's Harvey Milk LGBT Democratic Club has announced that its Tuesday, May 14 Political Action Committee meeting will be a public forum titled Bradley Manning, Grand Marshal, Not Court Marshal. The Milk Club board protested the San Francisco Pride Board's rejection of U.S. military whistleblower Bradley Manning as an honorary Grand Marshal of this year's annual Gay Pride Parade in an official statement that it, quote, fervently supports Bradley Manning's act of conscience and ongoing struggle for basic fundamental rights. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Kate Raphael, anti-war and human rights activist, Milk Club member, and host of KPFA's Women's Magazine, who was an elected San Francisco Pride Grand Marshal in 2004.
Kate Raphael, could you tell us about your election as a Grand Marshal of the 2004 San Francisco Pride Parade?
Well, I had been living in Palestine for about 6 months, and at the end of that time, I was arrested at a demonstration against the apartheid wall in Buderus Village, and I was held in jail for a little over a week, and then I was released, but I had to leave the country. I was required to leave the country within 2 weeks, so I left, and then I went on a delegation to Iraq. That was in February of 2004, and then came back to the Bay Area, and that had been a fairly big news event when I was arrested. And in jail, there had been a demonstration at the Israeli consulate, Free Kate. And I was a member of QUIT, which is Queers Undermining Israeli Terrorism, still am. And so when I came back, Joey Kane, who was at that time the president of the Pride Committee Board, asked me, do you want to be nominated for Grand Marshal? And I was like, oh, God, I never thought of myself as Grand Marshal material. It sounds very military to me, and I'm always getting in trouble with parade marshals and demonstration marshals who are always telling me stand inside the line and everything. But I also understood that this was a way to bring the issue, the work that I had done in Palestine, and the fact that queers, especially in this area, were really one of the most consistent groups organizing in solidarity with Palestine, that it was a way of honoring that work and of giving a platform to talk about that work. So I said sure. And the other reason that I said sure was because I was sure that I wouldn't win. So I thought, well, there was no problem about being expected to be a standard bearer for a parade that I had frankly been very critical of over the last years. I mean, just in 1999, some friends and I had done a Crash the Parade campaign where we advocated that people break into the parade because the increasing use of barriers was making it just a corporate celebration. But Joey Kane, who nominated me and who also nominated Bradley Manning, was the president at that time of the Pride Committee. So this idea that people might have that for a long time, Pride has only been a voice for corporate and mainstream politics, that's not accurate. And that's part of why what's happening this year is such a big shift.
Did you sign on to David Wagner's complaint to the Human Rights Commission, which charges that this is discrimination on the basis of creed because Bradley Manning and those who nominated him are being discriminated against because of their moral conviction?
You know, I haven't seen that complaint. There's a lot of people working on this issue from a lot of directions, and we're not all in touch with each other. So I hadn't seen that complaint, but I most certainly would sign on to it.
And that was Kate Raphael of QUIT, Queers Undermining Israeli Terrorism, the Harvey Milk LGBT Democratic Club, and KPFA Women's Magazine. Kate actually served, as she describes it, as a 2004 Pride Grand Marshal in absentia because she was back in Palestine when she learned, much to her surprise, that she had actually been elected. Kate will be attending the Milk Club's public forum, Bradley Manning, Grand Marshal, Not Court Marshal, at the LGBT Center in San Francisco beginning at 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.